I didn't worry about these kids just able to flush the toilet with my TV. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You turn on the TV and $1 million be in my bank
account. So I figure the money pod must mean too much. Because when something means too much, it's hard for you to handle. All of a sudden, you know, you think your happiness rests on it. As soon as you think your happiness rests on something outside of yourself, the minute you think your happiness comes from something outside, excuse me. Wouldn't want to start a riot. Okay. How many of you all ever said you really wish you could have a different kind of day that was really different and exciting? Anybody in here?
Okay. Well, I'm happy to tell you that this could be the day that you do it.
Yeah.
And you could do it right now. So what I'm trying to find out is how many people in this room are ready to have some happiness right now.
Anybody in the room?
Do you want to have happiness so much that you will truly free me to be myself without
judgment?
I mean, for an hour, I'm going to treat you like I can trust you.
No judgment.
Without judgment, right? Without judgment. You just have to do it, because we know we have to do it. I don't want anybody to have a heart attack.
So, if you're going to judge, of course, then I want you to judge what you see me do is either love or cause the love.
So if I'm doing something that frightens you in some way or mystifies you or gives you any kind of a lack of peace, just go, that's a call for love. That's a real call for love. That's a real call for love.
So either I'm doing love or a call for love, that's the judgment that I would like to ask you to have on me, please. Okay, so I'm a trust. That means I'm going to do this any kind of way I want to without thinking.
Yeah, that's the best way.
Uh-huh. You, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So let's backtrack to page 40. First, I got to set the guidelines. Remember only this. You need not believe the ideas. You need not accept the ideas. You need not even welcome the ideas. Some of the ideas you may actively resist. Some of the ideas you will find hard to believe, and others may seem to be quite startling. Hear ye, hear ye. You are not asked to judge the ideas at all. Their use will give the ideas meaning to you and will show you that the ideas are true. Now, can I say this another way?
Yeah.
Remember only this. You need not believe the ideas. You need not even accept the ideas. You need not even welcome the ideas. Some of the ideas you may actively resist. Some of the ideas you may actively resist. Some of these ideas you will find hard to believe. Some of these ideas you will find hard to believe. Some of these ideas you will find hard to believe. Some of these ideas you will find hard to believe. Some of these ideas you will find hard to believe. Some of these ideas you will find hard to believe. Some of these ideas you will find hard to believe. Some of these ideas you will find hard to believe. Some of these ideas you will find hard to believe. And others may seem to be quite startling. Hear ye, hear ye. You are not asked to judge this boy at all. I'm not asking you to judge me at all. God, that's good. You're not asked to judge the ideas at all. Their use will give the ideas meaning to you and will show you that the ideas are true. The youth will give the ideas meaning to you and will show you that the ideas are true. The youth will give the ideas meaning to you and will show you that the ideas are true. Using the ideas will give the ideas meaning to you and will show you that the ideas are true. Using the ideas will show you that the ideas are true. Using the ideas will show you that the ideas are true.
Using the ideas will show you that the ideas are true. Using the ideas will show you that the ideas are true. Using the ideas will show you that the ideas are true. Using the ideas will show you that the ideas are true. Using the ideas will show you that the ideas are true. Using the ideas will show you that the ideas are true. Using the ideas will show you that the ideas are true.
Show me that the ideas are true. Help me see.
Show me that the ideas of the world is here. Show me that the ideas of the world is here. Show me that the ideas of the world is here. Show me that the ideas of the world is here. Show me that the ideas of the world is here. Show me that the ideas of the world is here. Show me that the ideas of the world is here.
When you let me be free. God. You know something, you can be having that much fun with everybody.
All the time. All the time.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You know what the one problem is? One problem is that you think you have a problem, but you don't have a problem. And to prove that I'm wrong about you not having any problems, you make up a whole lot of problems just to be right.
I said you have no problems. You said I have lots of them.
So, it's not to your advantage to prove me wrong.
I don't want to be right. No.
Okay, here we go. We got in last episode, we were on chapter 12, page 215, the judgment of the Holy Spirit. There's something I've been wanting to try on a class. I've been teaching this for 27 years. And it's something I've always been wanting to try on a class, but I think I tried on you today. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you to trust to hear just what comes out of my mouth if I just look down at this page and let you hear what I see after studying this for 27 years. Which means I'm going to be saying things that may not look like the words on the page. That's because I'm giving you the meaning of it.
What page, girl?
Page 215. So it's kind of scary. But what I want to do is let all this time I've spent into this material just come out. Because I love you. I tend not to want to save people I hate. Where's the cliff at?
Right over here. Come on, I'm your guy.
I'm taking you right over here where you belong, you damn fool.
See, I don't try to save
those kind of
people.
But I love you all, so here we go. What he said last week was to believe in the truth, you didn't have to do anything. Because it's your interpretation of everything you see that's causing your reaction to everything that you see. And if your interpretation is wrong, then you're going to feel upset.
And when you feel upset because your interpretation is wrong, then you behave one way on the outside and you feel just the opposite on the inside. So if you know you are behaving one way on the outside and feeling an entirely different way on the inside, it's because you are making an incorrect interpretation of everything. Is it clear?
Yeah.
Woo! Then it says, when you make an incorrect interpretation, then you start controlling the way you behave on the outside, but you can't control the way you feel on the inside. So you always pin one level of yourself against another level of yourself. Whenever you feel one way on the inside, express another way on the outside, then the Course says that what happens when you do that is you're pitting one level of yourself against another level of yourself. And that doesn't sound good. That don't feel like fun, right? Then he says, then you go through all this stuff of analyzing everybody's motivation around you because now you're desperate, so you're trying to demonstrate that you have the ability to understand what you see. You're trying to demonstrate to yourself that you have the ability to understand what you see. You're trying to demonstrate to yourself you have the ability to understand what you see, because you react to your interpretations as if they were correct. So you make a wrong perception, then you react to it as if it is correct, and then you start pitting one level of your mind against another level of your mind, because you feel in one way on the inside, expressing it another way on the outside, and you're intacting the integrity of your mind.
Wow. And you wonder why you need a better aspirin.
Well, that stuff blowing inside of you is a wonder. You need to be taking lots of pharmaceuticals.
Yeah,
you pull all that conflict, I feel one way, I'm acting another way, I feel one way, I'm acting another way, I'm interpreting stuff that upsets me, I'm thinking people are mad at me, I'm mad at people, I'm not really happy, I wish I could trust somebody. Lord, have mercy, did I leave my chemo home? That was a move I wanted to get. I used to think you couldn't be spiritual and still enjoy chemo. So, then he says, well, there's just one interpretation of motivation that makes any sense. There's just one interpretation of motivation that makes any sense, because it's God's judgment. And if it's God's judgment, it doesn't require any effort at all on your part. So anything that works is always something that doesn't require any effort on your part. If you want something to work, it's got to be something that doesn't require any effort on your part. If you want something to work, you got to make sure it's something that doesn't require any effort on your part.
Wow.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Some of the ideas you're going to find hard to believe, you're going to sound like,
oh, that's hard to believe.
Others may seem to be quite startling.
Not being asked to judge it at all. What it mean? 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 What it mean?
If you use it, you'll see that it's true. So here's the right interpretation. It doesn't require any effort on your part, because if it required any effort on your part, it wouldn't be the right interpretation. Every loving thought is true. Everything else is an appeal for healing and help. Only the stuff that's loving is true. Everything else is a call for help. Only what's loving is true. Everything else is a call for help. Only loving stuff is true. Everything else is a call for help. So, if that's true, then we are living right in the middle of a call for help.
Yeah, amen. Yeah. Uh-huh. Amen.
You are in call for help central.
Yeah. We were the show-off souls. We were the ones in the other dimension of peace and happiness saying, let's see what we can do that's really different from everybody else. Let's go to hell. And we so bad, because we the children of God.
We're so bad that we have turned hell into heaven. And that was the task we set for ourselves. Gain. That somewhere along the way, we lost our way.
Somewhere along the line, we got a little awry. So if you want to get out, if you want to get out of hell, if you want to get out of fear, if you want to get out of fear, say to yourself, every loving thought I have, now that's a real thought. Everything else is a call for help. Every thought I have that's loving, that's a true thought. Everything else is a call for help. Oh, only only my love and happy, rich thoughts are true. Oh, everything else, my thoughts of worry, my thoughts of guilt, my thoughts of anger, my thoughts of judgment, my thoughts of murder, my thoughts of attack, my thoughts of hurt, they're just calls for help. They're just calls for help. My depression is a call for help. My guilt is a call for help. My anger is a call for help. My sickness is a call for help. I only have true thoughts in my mind and calls for help. Only have true thoughts in my mind and calls for help. I only have true thoughts in my mind or calls for help. How many of you all got a big call for help? Got lots of calls for help going on. Anybody look around. Everybody else. Look at that. Woo! That's why we all drown and none of us can save each other because we all call for help. So we got to stop depending on each other in that way. Because if I'm going down, it's hard for me to grab you when you're going down instead of to take you on down with me. So when I don't love you, I'm going to stay away from you. And that's why you're not in a relationship with me. I made an agreement with God that no one could reach me unless they love me. And if I wasn't going to love somebody, they couldn't reach me. So I can be right in the middle of lots of people and not be touched by somebody who wouldn't love me. And you're deep.
Yeah.
So the way you get there is to go, all the loving thoughts in my mind are true. All the other thoughts are called for help. That hate, that grievance I got, that lack thought, that upset thought, that thing I've been holding on to forever that I know makes me miserable, my body image thoughts, anything that keeps me from being happy thought, I'm going to declare today that that is my call for help. That is my call to the universe for help. That is my call to God for help. All the stuff that worries me is a prayer. Everything that worries you is a prayer. Everything that worries you is a prayer. Everything that makes you afraid is a prayer. So as soon as you become afraid, the fear itself becomes a prayer, and then your prayer gets answered immediately. Because you have to see the fear as a prayer instead of something to feel guilty about.
I'm putting that on my
mirror. Honey, put me on the mirror in your bathroom. I'll take a picture before you leave. You know, my body is not going to last anyway. I'll just at least have it photographed. That's the way my body used to look in 1975. It didn't look good. Youth is so wasted on the young. But somehow I feel like that was spiritually impolitically correct. The natives kind of got a little restless. I love it when y'all growl at me. Everyone will say, right here to the left, right to the left. Put your growl right here. Ooh. I love your growl. Oh, give me a yell. Give me a yell, baby. Tell me how much you hate me. Tell me how much I hate you. See, when you're in the right relationship, that's when they'll be reacting to your insanity. They'll be telling you, say it more. Be jealous. Tell me how jealous you are. There'd be somebody that gets off. They know it's a prayer. They know you saying, I want to be loved. And they answer your call for love. They don't pay any attention to the form your call is made in.
Thank God.
Thank God. You know, if nobody was ever going to answer your prayer until you was nice, you couldn't ever be saved.
Yeah.
If your salvation depended on you being nice all the time, you'd be stuck there. Don't you see that? If I could not be helped until I loved all of you equally, I would get help for you to come. I need something that loves me the way I am right now, not the way I'm going to be tomorrow. That's a bum deal. That's the way people already love me. way somebody loved me the way I am now, except Earl now, where he is right now. Even with this stomach, see something?
I want you to say, "Boy, you sexy."
So don't ever say, nobody can tell you that you're sexy no matter how you look. You just saw it happen. But I had to be willing to expose myself, didn't
I? You answered my call when I got real, and not a moment before. Wow.
You're having trouble with people. You're not being real enough with yourself. If you're having a problem with a lot of other people, you're not being real enough to yourself.
Well, that's an excellent response to a question.
See, he just heard that happen. But some of y'all trying to pretend it didn't. Okay, here's the test. Can you go beyond? Can you go past your edge? Can you ready to have a different day? Can you go past your edge? Are you ready? Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Everybody shaking? Everybody ready?
Yeah. Ready?
Okay, so I want you to say, you think you're ready to let go of a lot of your beliefs about what's okay and what's not? You think you're beyond that programming you got about words? Do you think you're bigger than all this past? It's okay, here you go. You okay though? Say this with me. Let me say it with me. You ready? Yep. If you don't, you're completely innocent. All right, here you go. All right, but if you say it, you gotta really say it. That's going out your gut. All right, okay. Orgasm, rasm, rasm. The domino of God, I delivered it. In less than 30 minutes. A brand new experience. I'm the miracle delivery, sir.
Yeah.
One more time. Oh, that's what I'm trying to find.
So the next time somebody says something off the wall, the next time somebody says something crazy, the next time somebody upsets you any kind of way, you just step back and you go, oh, that's what I'm trying to find.
Now don't use orgasm, rasm, rasm without some level of awareness. Don't just be tossing orgasm, rasm around, you know. That's a powerful mess with that man. Whoa. And if y'all do this right, and you do it well enough, when you come back, I'm going to take you to level 2, which is multiple orgasms. To feel alive. You know what I'm saying? I need to let some energy through my body. So, we got it.
Yes, right.
I dare not even bring that up with today. There's nothing more foreign to us than the idea of constant happiness. Yeah, we're so far away from the truth now, we think it's more normal to not be happy all the time. And we think being happy all the time is something to strive for. Think about it. It's kind of funny to think about it. What are you doing? Well,
I'm trying to convince myself that my joy is something that's worthy of my time. I'm trying to convince myself to see if my value is worth putting in the kitchen on. Convince me, man. If you do this right, I should walk out of here wanting to do things for myself that I should anyway.
Yeah, And I'm here to support that idea because I need help. I need help. I'm a big old black call for help, y'all. I'm telling you, I just thought if I was in a chocolate flavor, I could maybe get help faster. Don't y'all like chocolate? Everybody that like chocolate, raise your hand.
Okay. All right, I'm better than the Hershey bar.
I used to think a woman being with me was the most terrifying experience that a woman could possibly give up. I got to the point that I would say something like, you know what? I'm not going to let you hurt yourself through me. I'll talk to you some other time. Because you know that somebody that's getting ready to hurt themselves through you is always somebody that's trying to change you. They're saying you are inherently harmful just the way you are.
You're so harmful the way you are, I have to suggest you change. Because the way you are is so screwed up, we can't have you stay that way. And then we're fine.
Tell me, I thought I was okay until I met you.
Thank God you made me aware of all the stuff that was wrong with me. Without you, I would have had false happiness. Thank you for trying to make my happiness real by showing me how miserable I really am.
Wow.
Okay, this is we're gonna cross a mountain now. You ready? All right. It's almost scary to even say this. Okay. Every loving thought is true. Everything else is an appeal for healing and help, regardless of the form it takes, regardless of what it looks like. All you're seeing is a call for help. Regardless of how it looks, all you are experiencing is a call for help. Okay, that's when you feel guilty, all you are experiencing is your own call for help. Regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what you're making yourself feel guilty about, no matter what it is you're making yourself feel guilty about, it's just an appeal for healing. It's just an appeal for help. Now, that's what that crazy person is doing, is making you want to slam her upside the head with a phone. This person that's upsetting you because they're saying some stuff you don't like, okay, you're supposed to see that as a call for help, regardless of what it looks like. So, are you really justified in responding with anger at a person who's just calling for your help? I'm so sick of the call. When I talk to God, I know that God doesn't kill. I already be dead. Because I talk to God just like God tells me to talk to God. You know, it's like, hey, I don't believe that. You know, it's like, look, this person just cussed me out. They act like they're getting ready to attack me. And you telling me I'm supposed to see that as a call for help? I'm supposed to see that as a call for love? And that's what's happening. They're just really calling for help. They're just, no matter what it looks like, they're just calling for help. No matter what they're saying to me, they're just calling for help. And then you got the nerve enough to ask me, am I justified in feeling this way when all the person is doing is calling for my help? I'm upset with my daddy because of what I think my daddy did to me, and you telling me that I'm not supposed to pay attention to what my daddy did to me, but just recognize what my daddy was doing was a call for help. You trying to tell me I'm not justified in feeling like I was done wrong? You mean if it wasn't for my dad, I wouldn't be as crazy as I am right now? You tell me I'm not justified in that because the only thing that was happening was a call for help? Woo! Man, that sounds like a stretch for some people in my life. What about you? Am I by myself in this room?
No.
Okay. We can all get agreement on the hate, can't we? when I got into spiritual path, I couldn't stand to say the word hate. It's like I said the word hate once I became spiritual, it was more painful than when I was unspiritual. That's why I thought being unspiritual kind of felt better. I judged myself more when I started trying to be spiritual than I did when I wasn't trying to be spiritual. I could do some crazy immoral stuff when I didn't think I was spiritual and really enjoy myself and not feel no guilt.
Then I started being spiritual. Then I started caring about what that piece of meat.
And it cut my fun way, way down. Because sometimes most people are dull unless they're doing something that they shouldn't be doing. Most of the time when people say they're happy, there's always something that sometimes they kind of have. Sometimes. Have you ever had hidden happiness? Anybody ever had hidden happiness?
Oh, yeah.
Hidden happiness that happiness that nobody else knows about but you and your accomplice?
You just don't have it anymore.
No response can be appropriate. No response can be appropriate. No response can be appropriate except the only response that's the right response is the willingness to give the help. The only response that's the right response is the willingness to give the help. The only response that is the correct response is the willingness to give the help. The only response that's the correct response is to give the help. And because they're only asking for help, they're not doing anything else but asking for help, and so it is appropriate to see it as what it is. It's just a call for help. You offer them anything else except your help. You offer them anything else except your help. If you offer them or give them anything else except your help, you are assuming the right to attack what's really going on by seeing it the way you want to. In other words, I'm going to call you a lie so I can see you the way I want to see you. You're really just calling for my help, but I don't want to see it that way. I don't want to see it that way. Because I want to look at things the way I want to look at it. I'm not going to believe what you're saying because I want to look at you the way I want to look at you. I'm not going to believe what you're saying to me because I want to see you the way I want to see you. I'm not going to believe what you're saying to me because I want to believe that you are the way I believe you are. You're a liar. I want to believe you are what I believe you are. You are a liar. I don't believe a word that comes out of your mouth because I want to see you the way I want you to be. So I'm attacking your reality. I'm saying you're not calling for help. I'm interpreting it as if you are attacking me. You're not calling for help. You're attacking me. I want to interpret your reality as I see fit. I don't care what the truth says. God is saying there's a call for help. I don't give a crap. I want to see it the way I want to see it. Thank you. It's going to be a great day when everybody applauds you for your performance, too. The Academy Award for the best portrayal of Earl Purdy goes to Earl Purdy. Come on up here, Earl. Come on.
Okay, listen, all your friends will be watching you. You were playing your life this time. And she played Damsel in Distress most of her life except for that one night stand. And then she gets
this is your best performance so far. And as the president of this academy, I'd like to just say this crop of students have been the best that we've had come through on the way to waking up to what is really the hell going on. And we want to thank you for coming here to do that. And so the first thing I'd like to say is that if you offer somebody anything other than help that they're asking for, you're just assuming the right to keep on seeing things the way that you see it, even though it's not true. Now, perhaps When the chorus says, perhaps, watch out. Okay. Perhaps the danger of this, perhaps the danger of this to your own mind is not fully apparent. Perhaps the danger of what? Giving somebody anything other than the recognition of help. He said, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to see it that way. He says, perhaps. You're not aware of the danger to your own peace of mind in taking that attitude. Perhaps. In other words, what you're doing to yourself may not be so obvious to you. Perhaps. He said, so therefore, when they call for your help and you kick them in the balls, your response would therefore be inappropriate. That, yes.
Shooting that guy was an inappropriate response. I know, but I just wanted to see it the way I wanted to see it. So I had to shoot it. You think there was another way I could have looked at him? Yeah, I'm just trying to give you another way to look at him. I didn't want it. Because I wanted to see him the way I want to see it, because the way I've interpreted it is the way that it is, because I'm trying to convince myself that I don't understand what's going on. And the truth is I don't, but I have to act like I do. So therefore I have to interpret everything around me and act like my interpretation is true, so I can tell myself I had an honest opinion of what's going on. And therefore I think I'm an adult. When I can make all kinds of erroneous assumptions without the help of anyone else, I am now a member of society. When you can make all the mistakes without anybody helping you, now you're a member of society. When you're as unnatural as you can possibly be, you're now a member of society. So your response will therefore be inappropriate to reality as it is, but not to your perception of it. Okay. What is it that keeps me from just going ahead and forgiving them and going ahead and looking at it that way? What is it that keeps me from going ahead? What keeps me from just letting this stuff go then? Okay, I know I need to let this go. What keeps me from letting it go? Well, Earl, what keeps you from letting it go, even though you say you want to let it go, is your own imagined need to attack. What? You really think you need to attack a man. You really do believe they've done it to you, man. So you got this imagined need that you got to attack them. So you got to keep looking at them in such a way that keeps you mad at them. If you want to be mad at me, then you got to keep on seeing things in ways that make you angry all the time.
Please
don't ask me to say that again. That's it, man. In order for me to stay mad at you, I got to keep remembering the thing that I'm angry at you about. So I got to keep my own self in anger just to stay mad at you. In the meantime, since all that's going on inside of me, he's at a party with her. Don't even know I'm killing myself with anger about him. But I'm going to kill myself to show you how horrible you are. My death will be the proof you are gone. My miserable life will be the proof that you were the problem. And so that I can be right about what a scum you are, I'll have the miserable life that I have given to you to make you guilty. I'm smart. But in the meantime, he don't even feel my anger. He's probably having an orgasm, rap him.
Multiple, see?
Here I am at home mad, never having another date. The dog! keeping myself miserable just to keep somebody else in pain. But the problem is, they don't feel the pain. So at least I can show you how miserable I am, just so you won't forget. So when you're around me, you see how clumsy I am as a partner? Yeah, this is all because of you. You making me feel this way. And I'm staying around you just so you won't forget.
That's the people who have a problem leaving somebody they're miserable with. They just want to hang around so the person can see what they did to them. Now y'all see why we need to learn forgiveness. I love when the chorus class gets quiet. It means we're penetrating. Oh man, this is too cold. Okay. He says, well, why are you, you might ask yourself, why are you willing to engage in endless battles with everything? Well, you're trying to deny that you need to be healed. You're trying to make your own call for help unheard. So when I don't love myself to get my own call answered, I'll make sure I don't recognize anybody else's call. If I want to assure myself of continued punishment, I gotta make sure I don't apply the truth to nobody else. So if I want to keep Earl punished or in hell or in fear, all I have to do that would simply be to see you somehow being limited and you somehow attacking, and then that assures for me that I continue to get the unhappy life that I think I deserve. And it's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's not. I'm here to tell you that your best plan for misery will fail. The one that you're the most proud of, the one that it took years to fabricate, the misery story that's supposed to be the misery story of all every problem you've ever made, every problem you're ever going to make, anything you think you've ever done to hurt anybody in any kind of way, you have been forgiven. You are innocent. Nothing that you fear is going to happen to you is going to happen to you. Because what loves you sees everything you do as a call for help and sends you help. So every fear, every worry, every upset, every attack thought, every grievance is a prayer that's going to be answered.
Isn't that cool?
So thank you for listening to this much and helping me remember. Did you acknowledge everybody else?
Can you give it to everybody else? And you know, it's okay to come to that too. Yeah, that's what we acknowledge. Giving ourselves a chance to hear this.
And so I'm still going through this. This is the core section of the course. This is the section that's incredible. Isn't this an incredible section?
Yeah.
It's so true. It's so true. So true. So I want to have a chance to kind of like give a quick review so we have some core thoughts to remember to have peace when we go out. So we're going to do the love offering. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah,
thank you for sharing. Is it time?
Yes.
The thing I want to do more than anything. Nothing.
Yeah, but courses online is going to lose the power of being in fear.
What's that?
The power of being in fear.
Yeah.
Watching a game on TV or being there, you know?
I want to go back to being a creator. I'm tired of seeing and doing. Sort of like be there, been there, done that. Oh, what's your latest idea of your happiness you're going to come up with all by yourself today based on the part of you that don't know a damn thing? What do you want to do? The part of you that doesn't really know what the truth is. Ask it to take you to where you want to go. To go into a reality where it's something like, I will do it for you. 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 I'll do it for you. I will do it for you. I will do it for you. I will do it for you. Paying and earning and earning and paying and paying and earning and earning and paying and paying and earning and earning and paying and earning and earning and struggling and paying and earning, moving. Paying and earning and struggling and paying and earning and struggling and paying. TV show. Paying and earning and earning and or I will do it for you. I will do it for you. That's the one I want to go for now. And it works, but it calls for a different way of looking at things. Like, for instance, it calls for me to go, I know it looks like that person is going off on me, but the truth is they're calling for help. That's just a great big old call for love. That's just a stupendous call for love. You want that damn galactic call for love. Sometimes it's something like that. Oh, you didn't say I had to say it like a little wuss.
You're catching random calls.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
That's right. That's what I am. You ain't got a person like you. Since you're mean, okay, you can get away with it. I don't mind being touched by myself. I know you've been touching yourself, but have you ever let yourself touch you? And don't call the police on them. What's wrong? Myself touched me. Myself touched me. Police, myself touched me. I feel so perverted, so horrible. What happened, ma'am? Myself touched me. Myself touched me in forbidden places. Where did he touch you, ma'am? In the truth.
What?
Yes, it did. Myself touched me in my truth. What did it say? What it said, all the crazy stuff I've ever done, everything I'm making myself feel guilty about, everything I feel afraid of is just being seen by the universe as a call for help, and the call for love is going to be lovingly answered. And I'm depressed. I didn't believe I was going to really be saved. So I got to make him wrong one last time. I'm going to be so bad. Even God is going to have to admit it. There's nothing you can ever do to lose eternal love. There's nothing you can ever do to lose eternal love. There's nothing you could ever do to lose real love. There is no such thing as ever losing the love that's real. You can't lose real love. There's nothing you can ever do to lose real love. You can never, ever, ever lose nothing that's real love. Ever. Ever. You don't have to ever be afraid to love, because when you love it, you are assuring yourself that you can't lose it, because you just can't lose what you love. It's not set up that way, so I advise you to at least start it. Be around people that you like. Let's start slow and work our way up, shall we? And I'll try to be one. I'll help you out. I'll help you out by trying to be, by being a loving person myself. That's how I'll help you, because you're ready to experience it now. And somebody's got to show you that it's possible, that somebody out there is trustworthy and somebody out there like that exists. So I volunteer to be as authentic and as harmless and as helpful to you as I can possibly be, as a witness to the idea that you could possibly have somebody around you that was safe.
Yahoo!
I volunteer. Now, only thing that will keep you from taking advantage of an offer like that is what you'd rather believe about me than the reality that's just been revealed to you. You got a choice.
Is there an imagined need to attack in the house, boys and girls? Was there an imagined need to maybe not see me as trustworthy? It isn't going to work. Nothing you ever will try to do to keep the help and love away from you will work. There is no way you will not be healed. There is no way you will not be happy. There is no way that you will not succeed. It's set up that way. No matter what you come up with, no matter how long you want to play it, when you get through with all of that, you're going to be happy because love created us and there is nothing we can do that can change it. So this is either the most incredible experience you've ever had, or it's your best attempt to prove to yourself that you can't be happy.
It's either door number one, or this is my best attempt to see if I can come up with another reason why God is wrong when God says I could have joy. It's either one or two things. And let's say it is one of those things where I'm going to try to prove to myself that no way in the world can I really be happy. I am upset, and I don't care what you say, Earl. I'm upset. I don't believe you. I think this is a bunch of crap. And I got the most negative feeling in the world about you, Earl. That is nothing but a call for help, which is a call for love. And that person's pain is a prayer that's going to be answered by God to alleviate their fear. Everybody makes it, or God isn't real. Everybody makes it. God is not so cruel as to have who we are really be judged by us. Wait a minute. I'm going to let you judge yourself and you don't love yourself. Well, you're going to condemn yourself. So I'm not going to let you judge yourself until you love yourself. That's the only judgment that's right. So if you're not loving yourself, then you don't have nothing to do with what's going on. I take all power within you. Poof! It's like one of those magical movies or something. You know, you got all this power and you can do anything with it. But as soon as you don't want to use it for the good of everybody, including yourself, and you get into fear, breaks the connection with the power. You don't have none until you can use it with love. The only thing you have left when you lose the power of your ability to create through love, the only thing you have left is your power to decide. Like, that's the power we got here. It's the power. You don't have the power to levitate around the room, but you have to do it right back to us. You know what I'm saying? You can see ours and make them shine up into rainbow colors. Let's see it right now, please. Your vision manifests anything you want, any time that you want, no matter what. Let me see it. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let's see something. Come on, you manifestors. You manifestors. What did he call me? He called me a manifestor, man. I ain't just hitting him back there. He called me a what? A manifestor. So, next time you see somebody going off and you're getting upset with them about something, and they're saying something crazy, you just have all the feelings you want to have about it. Don't repress your feelings. Don't repress your feelings. And then what you do is you tell yourself what the feeling really is. I'm feeling a call for love now. I'm feeling a call for help. I'm feeling a call for help. I'm feeling a call for help. And it might come out as rawr. Your call for help might come out as anything other than sounding like it's all sweet. And what you're saying to the universe is this. No matter how crazy I act, no matter how selfish or vicious I act, no matter how much I lose my mind in the way that I respond to stuff and I'm just doing it all wrong and I just do something that's really not nice, see it as a call for help that will be answered instantaneously. And as we begin to taxi back to Denver, please stay seated until I come right. So let me
sins in you. Everything you see is a call for help. Every tear you see is a call for help. Every tear you see is a call for help. Every tear I feel is a call for help. Every tear I feel is a call for help. Every tear I feel is a call for help. Every tear I feel is a call for help. Every tear I feel is a call for help. Every tear I feel is a call for help. Every tear I feel is a call for help. Every tear I feel is a call for help. Every tear I feel is a call for help. That will be answered. That will be answered. That is already answered. So you want to say to yourself one more thing. I release everything that's a block to the answer. I release everything that is a block to the answer. I release everything that is a block to the answer. I release everything that is a block to the answer. I release everything that is a block to the love. I release everything that is a block to the love. I release everything that is a block to the love. I release everything that is a block to the love. I release.
Being such a safe place for me to let more of myself out. Thank you so much for not attacking me.
Thank you for sharing your true self with us.
Yeah.
I'm still going to try to do the best I can. And when my unreal self comes out, and you generally recognize him because he's such a little butthole. He's not very subtle in his expression. Y'all just go, that's Earl's call for love. Or you just go, Earl is a call for love. Then you drive by in your car, you stick your hand out the window, you give me the finger, and you say, you manifester, or that's a rascal. And I promise you, I wake up to my divine identity. Will you do it for me? You see me going crazy, and I'm acting insane. Don't try to process it with me. Just walk up and go.
Orgasm, rasm, rasm.
And I remember, who's Donald?